Ama oldu. Ben anyone diyorum. Alo. Ne? Ayıp kalmadı burada. Good evening.
You can continue. We can hear small, small. Continue. Your network is not good.
Father and God, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because regardless of whatever issues, network issues, whatever issues, because regardless of that, you're going to have your way in this meeting. Because your words are going to be heard tonight by your people. And these words are going to be life-changing. They're going to turn hearts towards you. They're going to cause hearts we move to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for answered prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, tonight we are going to start with the book of 1 John, chapter 1. 1 John, chapter 1. From verse 1 to 1 John chapter 1. I hope I'm still audible. Hello.
We can hear you. Continue.
Okay. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Starts thus. In James, he said that which was from the beginning, we have heard, looked at, our eyes have seen, and our hands have handled, of the word of God. That which was from the beginning, we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Of the word of life. Two, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and it was to us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also are fellowship with us. Color, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, let's be inspired by what's it called? Song. So I heard the song. It's one of the albums that the Pastor Emmanuel Hewitt that the glory of the Lord. So it's both from the highest of the sin. The highest of sin, the glory of the Lord. The highest of sin, just like that, you go from like that. And the highest in the glory of the Lord. Glory, glory. You know, it just goes on to like that, like that, like that. So what that is thinking about you? That is what inspired tonight's teaching. So like I said, 1 John chapter 1 says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, what was what? The beginning was the word. What was the word and the word was God. So what was so this first John chapter 1 verse 1 I said that that God was from the beginning. So we know that what is talking about that, that has been from the beginning is what? The word. The word that has been. That word is God. So you know says that word they have seen with their eyes, they have heard it with their ears, they have looked for it. And their hands are word of life. They have heard it, they have seen it, they have looked upon it, and their hands have handled that word of life. It says, for the life was manifested, and they have seen it. Verse 1. For the life was manifested, and they have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that that God was the Father, and was manifested unto you. What is that eternal life? The Father. The Father. What was with God and what was with the word? What was the word? The word. That's the word. And this first but the life of was manifested, and we have seen that life. Very and so on. Like we said, what was with God the Father? So the word is also important. And what God. You know, when you read the Bible, one thing that you can do that can really is because so therefore there is one. So if you use that law of substitution, you'll be able to get some paper. So like I said earlier, what was that thing that you have seen? What was that thing that they've heard? That they have heard it, they have the good people. The word, let's not forget, that they have heard from the beginning, that they have answered. Since that's the thing that they are introducing to this other people. That is the people apostles from the word. God is so Jesus is the word. What is what they see? What is what they have hand? Praise God. So, he said that's what they are introducing. He said that's what they are introducing. They have handled it. He says, and they are declaring those people. Why? After they say, that we have heard, declare we all. There's a colon and that is and truly our fellowship is with the Father. So that they may have fellowship. Our fellowship with God, our fellowship with them. Now goes on to further say our own fellowship that we're asking to have with us is not and with your Son. That's the fellowship we have. First John 1:3. Let's go hear the word of God and begin to function as you. Hello. you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Am I hot? Hello, can I be heard? Anyone home? Am I audible? Is anyone at home? Brother Samuel, can I be heard? Is anyone at home? Can I be heard? Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead, but it's fluctuating. Yes, go ahead, but it's fluctuating. Go ahead.
It's still fluctuating. Okay, so I'll start over again. I said tonight's teaching is inspired by a song that I heard. Please, if you heard what I just said now, please let me know. If you heard that I said tonight's teaching was inspired by a song that I heard, let me know. Okay, so what song is this? This song was sung by a pastor, Pastor Emmanuel Iren, the pastor of the Pentecostal Fellowship, Pentecostal Church. So the song goes to us. It's titled The Glory of the Lord. And it goes to us. My eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. My ears have heard the glory of the Lord. My ears have heard the glory of the Lord. I've seen the glory, glory, oh, the glory, glory. And it goes on to sing. You know? And I said, that song was just ministry that I was hearing, that I was listening to. So, and I remember this particular scripture. First John, that is not the Gospel of John now, the Epistle of John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. That's our main text for tonight. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. That's our main text for tonight. Please, if you heard that, let me know. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. So, like I said now, 1 John 1 to 3 is our main text for tonight. So, what does it say? It says, that which we have. That which was from the beginning. That is that which existed from the beginning. Then it goes on to say, which we have seen, which we have heard, which our hands have handled. That which was the Father from the beginning. Which we have seen, which we have heard, which our hands have handled. It says, that's as if what we have, or we are handing over to you. Or that is what we are introducing to you. That is, I've got to verse 2 now. That's what we are introducing to you. That's what we are showing to you. That's what you have heard from the beginning, which you have heard, which you have seen, which your hands have handled. Now, that looks familiar to me because the book of John, that is the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, verse 1, says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is, what existed in the beginning? The Word. What was with God in the beginning? The Word. So if 1 John 1, 1 to 3, Apostle John is saying here that which was from the beginning, that is, we know that what is he talking about? The Word. The Word. You know, like I said earlier, due to network, I sure maybe must not have heard that, or we might not have heard that. I said that. Very good. Thank you very much for posting this. Yes. So what did I say earlier? I said, you know, once you understand the Bible, when we need it, we can apply a law that we call the law of substitution. For example, I say A equals to B. Then I say B is 1. What is
A is simply one. I say A is positive. A is same thing as B. And I say B is one. What is A? A is definitely one. So that's what the same thing I say. They say that which was from the beginning, which we have handled, which we have heard, which we have seen. And the book of John 1 already told us that in the beginning was the Word. So it shows us that what was that thing that was from the beginning? The Word. And what is the Word? Jesus. You know, and this first John goes up to say, that one that we have seen, that we have heard, and we are telling you, that I'm testifying and proclaiming to you, says it was with the Father. Verse 2 says it was with the Father. And what was with the Father? According to John 1, it says, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. So the Word was the one that was with the Father. What was the Word that was with the Father? Jesus. So I hope you understand that law of substitution that I just applied this thing now. I hope you understand that law of substitution. I'm going to be using this a lot tonight. So please, I want you to understand this basis first. That's why I'm going over and over it again. In the beginning, there was the Word. You already know John 1:1 said that. The Word was with God, the Word was with God. So we don't get to the book. First John 1:1. The beginning tells us that that which was from the beginning. And what, according to John 1, what was from the beginning? The Word. What was with God? The Word. That says that which was from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have handled. That is the Word of life. And we know the Word of life is who? God, Jesus. That's it. Which was with the Father. So we know that it is definitely talking about Jesus. It is definitely talking about Jesus, the Word. So since this thing that we have heard from the beginning, that we have handled, that we have seen, since that is what we are introducing to you. That is what we are showing to you. That's what we are giving to you. So that you, that's it. There's a reason we are showing you this. There's a reason we are introducing this thing to you. Why? So that you can have fellowship with us. And not with us alone. Because after that fellowship with us, my own version, my own translation now puts the semicolon says, as we have fellowship with the Father and the Son. Let's see this NLT that brought Samuel as a post-post. It says, we proclaim to you, that is, we are showing to you what we ourselves have already seen and heard. So that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ. So, you know, like I said earlier, the Lord should teach you. It says that they may have fellowship with us, but not with us alone, because we have fellowship with the Father. So if they have fellowship with the Father and they're asking us to have fellowship with them, that means they're automatically asking us to have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I hope that you get what I'm saying. That what these apostles are eventually, what Apostle was eventually trying to do is to introduce something to them. Fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son to these people. It says, this fellowship, we have seen it, we have heard it, it is tangible to us. What is the meaning of tangible? Something that you can handle, that you can see, that you can hear. Because it is tangible to us. We have seen it, we have heard it, we have handled it, we have touched it. And that's what we are introducing to you. What we have seen, what we have heard, what we have handled. Come and fellowship with us. Come and handle this thing. Come and have a hold of this thing. You know, when people, for example, let me give you an example. Okay, I will give you this example. This example is very valid, very alive to me. So I'll use it. So one day, my brother was telling me about my father. My father is late. He has been late for about 26 or 25 years. So he was telling me about my father. I said, my father handles rubbish at me. Shut up, bitch. You know, he was talking to us about my father. And he was talking to us about, I'm talking about my biological father. He was talking to us about my father. You know, I didn't know my father. I didn't have a relationship. Died when I was very young, when I was like 3 years. So I didn't really know much about him. So he was telling me about our father. As my brother was telling me about our father, I was not wondering. So whenever I want to talk to people about this, my father, I'll say, my father was an ex-soldier. They said, you know, there's always they said if you try, but I didn't have uncle. Somebody on the ceiling and blog, and I need to put paper and do this. Because I'm talking about according to what I received, what I heard, what I received. Because if my brother that was alive when my father was alive, used to talk about my father, You will not talk about my father like reported speech. No. If you talk about my father like he knew him because he truly knew him. If you say, if you are alive when my father was alive, you will kill. If you do this, you will flog. Period. Now, the father is calling for true worshipper. He's calling for true worshipers. Not the place of we were told. They told us that God, we were told that God is the God of this. He give a distance. No! God is calling for true worship. I have said the gospel. The gospel was preached to me. That there is a man that the book of John 3:16. For God told us what? That there is only God's one. I also have a belief in shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This same God, blah, 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 blah. No, there's a place of that one that you were told about the gospel. That gospel was handed to you. That was told to you. It was handed over to the people that you have. But we are calling you onto a higher calling. What is this higher calling? That you yourself may have fellowship with the Father. Yourself, not they say, I was told that God loves truly majority of us that are in this dispensation now. We receive the gospel as being told. We were told that there existed a Father. There existed a Father that loved the world so much and that he gave his only son for that world. We were told. But we even got to a point in our life as we walked with the Lord, as we fellowship with the Lord, that we had to move from a place of we were told, of we heard. We had to move to a place of we see, we have handled, we have seen. Yes, there is a higher calling. There is a higher fellowship. You cannot just choose to stay in the place of I was told that. I heard that. No. There is God calling for higher, for fellowshipers, for worshippers. John, the book of John, see chapter 4, where that God, Jesus and that woman were talking at that well of Sychar, at Sychar, and were saying, our father gave us this water. People are saying we should not worship him. They exist. And Jerusalem is the place to worship. Jesus is saying, damn, come to Europe, show us one of past tense. See, that's the there's a same message coming that God knows people say come to those times to worship. He says because there's a time when God will be seeking true worshipers. Because those are the ones that can worship the Father. Those that worship the Father in spirit and truth. That is what God is calling for now. And this is that time when God is calling for true worshipers. Those that worship the Father in spirit and truth. Not those that will come and they will say, they say, I'm in church because I was told, you are still in that level. You have not truly fellowship with the Father. You have not truly experienced fellowship with the Father. You have not truly known the Father. You have not truly walked with the Father because you have not truly started worshiping or worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. And that is the only kind of worshipers that the Father is calling for this time. True worshipers. Please hear that again. The only worshipers that the Father is calling for in this time are true worshipers. Those that will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Those that will serve the Father in spirit and in truth. Are you a true worship? Have you experienced true worship? Have you served the Father in spirit and truth? Have you seen the world? See, there's a place of when Jesus, when you become one with the world. You become one with the world, you become the world yourself. You become the world, one with the world, when you have entered into the world. It is no longer, they say, I was told, the new concept. When you have become one with the world, there is a place of that, oh Jesus. When you have become one with the world, it's no longer, there will be a change. There will be a change. Let me give you an example. When the apostles, the 12 disciples, they were walking with Jesus. Jesus was saying to them, you know, Jesus would be saying A, they would be saying Z. When Jesus was alive and was talking, Jesus would be saying A, they would be saying Z. Jesus would say, Philip was saying, I'm going to this place. Because my father, Philip remained. The Philip was saying, ah, show us the Father, so that we can know, so that it can be enough for us. You have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have seen me, you have met the Father. You know, Jesus will be saying A, they'll be saying Z. He'll be talking A, they'll be saying off key, off path. Why? Because they are not truly fellowship with Jesus. They have not become one with the world. That is why Jesus was going, part of the prayer that he prayed with them, John 17. Please go and read that on 17. He was saying so that you can become one with me, as I have become one with my Father. If you go and read that 17, John 17, the prayer that Jesus prayed for the disciples, and that he has prayed automatically for weak Christians to end time. Ah, that prayer is a keeper. Strong, this is deep mystery. That you might become one with me. I mean, I become one with us as I have become with my Father. That is true fellowship. That is what this Apostle John talked about in this last thing. Okay? Our fellowship is the Father and the Son. That kind of fellowship that is with the Father and the Son, automatically with the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of fellowship that Jesus is calling you onto. Go and read that just when you were saying that they might also know us, that they might fellowship with us as I have fellowship with my Father. I have become one with that, so they can become one with me. Yes, thank you very much, Brother Samuel. I really appreciate what you're doing for me tonight. I pray that they will be all be one, just as you and I are one. This is the place of true fellowship, my people. I cannot overemphasize this thing. I cannot oversay it. It can only be underrated. See, when you become one with the Father, when you enter into true fellowship with God, when you become a true worshiper, God. Oh Jesus, it will stop, it will move from the place of the disciples that I was speaking as an example. Look at Jesus will say, ah, I want to go to him. Imagine Peter will say, ah, God forbid, you will not go. Because the Jesus told him, please shut up. I'm paraphrasing here. He said, please shut up, get behind you. You know, because Jesus will be saying things of the Spirit, but we're talking nonsense. Jesus will be saying things of the Spirit. Apostle Peter will be saying jargon. Saying rubbish. We're talking according to the limitation of his flesh. He was limited. He was a man of the flesh. Not a true worshiper. He was not a man of the Spirit. He was not a worshiper the Spirit and truth. That Jesus is seeking for. That the Father is seeking for. That he was not a true worshiper. So Jesus will be saying things of the Spirit. The Bible will be talking nonsense. Things of the flesh. But when he became one with the Father, after they had stayed in Jerusalem, according to how Jesus told them, they are supposed to go stay in Jerusalem until that Spirit is endued upon you from on high. After that had happened, these same people that were talking rubbish, that Jesus would be saying A, they would be saying Z. These same people were the ones that went out immediately they left from Acts 2, 3. They went out, went to the temple. Verse 3, we were at the temple, chapter 3, I'm sorry. We were at the temple with these people. What's it called now? What are these people called? And they were going and they met that man that was lame, at beautiful gates. Ha ha! Ordinarily, if it was the former apostles, what would have happened? They would have walked past. As they did not have money to give to that man, they would have said, hey, you did not have money, oh, in that fashion, sorrow, bad. Oh, you cannot help your case. And they would have just come back. The man said, please give me something to say. We don't have money. But if you are not foolish, if you will accept what we have, if you will accept what we have. And they said, rise up. And he be saved. Holy Spirit of God. The man rose up and began to walk. One who had been lame began to walk. Everyone knew him. He was a customer, regular customer at that beautiful gate. He began to walk. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. True worshippers. They had become true worshippers. They couldn't go back to the normal lifestyle. You don't get. They couldn't go back to the norm. And from that place, they just kept on becoming better. From that verse, chapter 3, if you look at it, they just kept on becoming better. They became better. They kept on becoming better. They went on to disrupt. Because the disruption all over Jerusalem, because the disruption everywhere they went. And it was disruption for good. It wasn't for good, it was for good. Why? They had seen, they had heard, they had handled it. They saw the Lord Jesus. They heard Jesus spoke to them, but they touched it. It became real to them, so they hit the Holy Spirit. Let me give you another example for the true worshiper. Apostle Paul. No, you know that if they say those that did exploits for Christ, Apostle Paul is not about that. And he said it in one of his books, the book of the Philippians. He says, "Who I am the last of the apostles. I was the last one. I am the last one. I came last. But I did more than those before me." Fellowship. It was the level of the fellowship that he had with Jesus Christ. It was the level of the fellowship that he had with them. It was the level of fellowship that he had with the Father, with the Son, and with the Spirit. He could not but do it. He could not but do greater things than those who are ahead. He had seen. He was the one that Jesus appeared to, straight at Damascus, and said, "So what is it possible to do? Can you kick against the pig? And is it possible? Can a man kick against his throne? That's the part. It's not possible." I love that part. Can you kick against the pig? It's not possible. And this is what. This is the word. This is the same word. And Apostle Paul had fellowship with the Father. After he left that place, he was struck blind. He went to the people who did it. I prayed for his eyes. And they prayed for him and his eyes came open. And there was a whole year that he said he stayed in the state. He stayed there for a whole year. After that, he stayed in another place for about some years. He was becoming one with the Father, fellowshipping with the Father. Oh, Jesus, when he left that place and he came out, one of them was just like, "You know, this man that has been persecuting the Father, is it? Is it? No, he's not the one. It's not him. Is it?" This is what we're talking about. That is the same Jesus as this apostle. Where the apostle John, this first John 1, is introducing to us. That which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have handled, which was with the Father, of the word of truth, that is the word of life, which we have seen, which became eternal life. That is the one that we are revealing to you. That's the fellowship. I'm introducing that same one. If you say, "I already have the Holy Spirit, already one with Father, my brother, there is no end." There's a song that one of the gospel artists in Nigeria sang, said, "No man can see the end of your love. No man can know the end of your path. No man can see the end of your good. No man can know the end of your great. There is no end." That's why Apostle Peter and Paul says, "I press on to the mark for the price of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. I do not act like one that has gotten to the end of his journey. I do not act like one that has known it all. I do not act like I have apprehended." Ha! He had a potential thing that he has happened and has sharpened. "I press on to the mark of the price of the higher calling in Christ Jesus." So if you say, I am already a spirit-filled Christian. There is more. In that place that you are standing, there is more. You can become more. There is more. Fellowship with the Father, with the Son, does not end. It is not limited. It is God. Our God is not limited. It cannot be limited. It cannot be boxed. You can press on. You can go higher. You can get better. There is more. What I seek in true worshippers, as you a true worshipper, if you know, please press on to the price of the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Please press on. There is more. There is more. There is more. Be that Israelite. Imagine they were with what's it called? Moses. introduce to them. Come. Come and stay with the father. Come and see the father that I'm talking to. Come and see the church. Don't let us see, oh, we don't want to see the glory, oh, we don't want to die. We don't want to die, you. We don't want to see the glory. Only you be seeing the father and be coming to tell us. Ah! God wants to put all them into his inner temple. Imagine only the place where they even stayed by that rock, at the foot of the rock. They stayed in that place. What happened to them? Their lives did not remain the same. Just by staying by that place on that rock, their life did not remain the same. They said, and all of them, their hands, they were slain. The glory was too much for them. Some of them said, they said sometimes when this guy climbed to the top of the mountain and he comes down, they will see his glory. His face, right? They will see the face will be full of glory. They will not be able to behold his face. And Moses now calls them and said, come, there's a place I'm going to search for that future. Let's hear us. Call them, say, come and experience this glory. Father is asking, say, ah, no, Moses, so if you see God, we will die, yo. Look at their mentality. Look at such stupid mentality. If you see God, we will die, yo. Only you be going. You are the father's chosen. You are the one that God has chosen. Ah! Who are the ones that should run and say, hey, please, let's join you. Let's go out in experience. That is why the work with God was limited. And nobody limited it. It's not God himself that limited it. It was they. He limited the fellowship with God. And as a result, he limited the glory that he could see. He limited the power that he could experience. He limited the grace that he could receive. Because they limited the fellowship with God. I hope that you of those who limit the fellowship. I hope that you of those who limit the work with God. Because the place where you stay, the place where you stay, based on your time, the limit that you have placed is where you will experience God. This is the limit. Ah, I'm just talking tonight, I just realized that this message is really for me. I begin to see areas where I have limited people and I'm like, no more. Would you please also come and join me? You no longer need yourself. Come and experience this fellowship with the Father. Come and experience this fellowship with God. Come and experience this fellowship with the Spirit. Come higher. There is more with God. There is more. There is no end to knowing. There is no end to knowing. There is no end to knowing. I'm going to be rounding up here tonight. I hope that you will come up higher. Jesus had to tear the veil out of that woman's eyes, that woman at the well, in John 4. Because mama was just talking about you. Are you not the Jews? I said that it's on the mountain. It's not on this, it's on Jerusalem. You should come and worship in the when our fathers have created. I said, madam, talking sense. Look at the glory that I'm giving to you. The word of life, the water of life is here. You are still talking very rubbish. Jesus had to tear the veil out of her eye. And when he tore the veil out of her eyes, she was the one that said, Master, who I perceive your prophet, please give me out of this water, out of this eternal water, so that I will thirst no more. Ah! When the faith was torn out of her eyes, she became an evangelist for Christ. She ran into the city and went to call them all. Please come and see this man that told me all that I ever did. Come and see this man that told me all that I ever had. And come and see the wonderful thing that now happened. The people that she introduced, as Apostle John was introducing this place, this first John one, as Apostle John was introducing to us, the people that she now introduced when they came to Jesus and they met Jesus. You know, told them, we heard what you told us. We heard. Ha! But we did not believe because of what we heard. Ah, Jesus Christ. We did not believe because of what we heard. We believe because we have experienced too by ourselves. We too have met this man ourselves. We have known him and that is why. This is the devil that Jesus is calling you. This is the devil that God is calling you. We do come. Not the level of the preach to me. Evangelist told me. The level of evangelist told me too. I heard, but no, I'm not staying in the level of this. I am experiencing that myself. I am experiencing myself. I am knowing myself. Will you come? Will calling you, come. Come up higher. Come up higher. God is calling you to come up higher. Please come up higher. Who's at the level of the fish for me? I go to church every Sunday. Blah, blah, blah. No, please. No, please. No, please. No. Come up higher. Will you come up higher tonight? If so, just close your eyes and let's pray together. Father and God, for as many of us as have made the decision to come up higher, for as many of us as have made the decision to move closer to you, to become one with you, to fellowship with you, Father, draw us into your inner circle. Draw us into your inner circle. Help us to truly become true worshippers. Open our eyes. Help us to truly see. Help us to hear you. Open our ears. Remove limitations from our path. Remove limitations from our mind. Mindsets that does not agree with you, destroy. Uproot them. Every tree that my Father has not planted will be uprooted. That is what your word said, book of John. Uproot, Father, uproot tonight, uproot, let them be uprooted. Let them be uprooted, begin to uproot. Let them be an upheaval, hakida, bashante, de hikisete, begin to uproot, makide, de bro, in our hearts, in our lives, in our mind, mekida, apashata, yarakasi, kehede, ishata, aniakana, pahede, kehikedi, apashuta, aniakasata, hipa, hidadi, hakida, iprahasha, tunedi, kisete, uproot tonight, Holy Spirit, uproot tonight, Holy Spirit, uproot tonight, Holy Spirit. Uproot, deal with mindset, remove limitations, kahenepo, ishatida, hakasute, di prahasa, mahese, teneneke, ishatida, di prahasa, akida, di apesute, di akashuti, di piso, sute, di uproot tonight, uproot. Remove mindsets that do not agree with you, mindsets that have been that, ana, hike, hipo, neke, shete, neke. Movements that have been that even ideologies that have been that. Remove rubbish emotions that have just been that I work with you, I fellowship with you. Remove those ideologies, Lord. We want to press forward. God, we want to press higher to the high calling, Lord. Ah, kine po shote de deke sita di prahashe kine po suta. I decree an uprooting. I decree an uprooting of the old, out with the old, in with the new, in Jesus. House with the old, in with the new in Jesus. House with the old, in with the new. Let it be an uprooting. Let it be a replanting. Let it be our heart, our mind. Our body is fertile ground for your word. Fertile ground for you. No more shying away from the things of the gospel. No more shying away from our calling. No more shying away from what we have been called to. No more shying away from the higher calling. No more shying away, no more timidity. No more shining with no more timidity. I think they are called John told him to come up higher. I think that we all come up higher. Many has desired tonight to come up higher. From tonight, it's what we need to experience. Higher, greater height, growth, stability in Christ Jesus. Yes, I see life. Those, I see longer legs. That's the word. You know what those? I don't want to say those words, but there are some. There's this thing in Lagos. Those people, they stand up on wooden sticks and they become taller. Yes, I see us becoming taller. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see us becoming taller, growing heights. I see us becoming giants. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see us becoming giants, growing heights, gaining height, attaining height, growing heights, growing heights. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any kasha tere, eko to koto lo, pa ida kata, ma eneke, hiparu ka hatare po ishe dere, ika suti, ka heshe tere. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let's share. Can you won't do that, we worship. Just adore you. We worship you. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. I see how it's growing heights. Growing greater heights. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. We have grown longer, we have grown taller. From tonight, it is no longer the same. Oh, hey, it's no longer as usual. Oh, it is no longer the normal. Ah, more has happened, more has begun, more has begun tonight. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for tonight. We are grateful. Thank you for using me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making me a good vessel. And thank you because I have been available. Thank you for all that you have done for me tonight. Thank you for our hearts that have been opened. Thank you for souls that have become changed. Thank you for souls that have become changed as they listen to this one. Thank you because life will not remain the same. Holy Spirit, have your will. Continue to have your will in any way. Continue to have your will. Do wonders. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Name my show. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We hereby decree that we are blessed of the Lord. We are stronger, we are higher. As it has been declared tonight, as I prophesied tonight, so it is. No hindrance, no disturbance. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for answering prayer. Jesus. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you. Hope that you've been blessed. I have been so blessed tonight. I hope that you have been blessed tonight. I would enjoy us to join tomorrow's, a bit too small, and tomorrow's prayer. That will be the day 21. Don't go and be missing. Don't be on a long team. Don't go and be jonesing when you can be blessed and make your request. Tomorrow is day 21. Join and be blessed. Thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for the platform. Evangelist Christine, thank you for the platform. Thank you, everyone. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Ajay Apostle. So this is why we join the curtain for tonight. God bless also. Good night. Good night, family.